Good morning and welcome to another edition of Today's Nutrition, where we look at what is the latest in nutrition and health news, what's groundbreaking in research, what's hot in the news, or any topic that can help us lose weight, feel great, or live longer, better. Still bringing you the best from my favorite conference so that you are up on the latest research that you can really act on. And with this very early spring, we're thinking about refreshing our commitment to weight loss and getting healthier. So, it's really my pleasure to bring this information to you. And we're going to go into a deep dive into a topic that is creating ripples across our medical and nutritional landscapes. The incredible world of these newly popularized incretin hormones. Maybe you haven't heard of that word, but it's like the new GLP-1 and GIP agonists. You've heard the advertisements, I'm sure, because it's really hot in the news. Like even Oprah admits to using it. But there are critical things you need to know and think about, as well as I'm going to give you some natural things that you can use that may just be the ticket to metabolic health. You've heard the names of these meds, I'm sure. And I'm sure you know some people who have enjoyed the benefits. Trulicity, Byetta, Victoza, Semaglutide, or Ozempic. These are GLP-1 agonists. And those are like manufactured hormones called incretins that have effects all over the body. GLP-1 is super popular because it has been responsible for so many people losing weight, because it reduces food intake, and that reduces the appetite, increases satiety, and it also slows down gastric emptying, so you stay full longer. You can see the rapid weight loss and the benefits to the cardiovascular system and really throughout the whole body, like we would normally see with weight loss. After all, obesity is the enemy to health. Excess weight increases the risk of just about every chronic disease we face. These drugs have not only revolutionized the way doctors approach conditions like diabetes and weight management, but really have thrown the spotlight finally on the pivotal role of optimizing the body's own hormone production. Like the title of my book, Get Out of Hormone Hell. It really is about balancing these hormones. Honestly, as you can see, if you've ever been a weight loss client of mine, you will know why you were so successful at attaining your weight loss goals. And I'm going to tell you today how you all can naturally boost your own production of these little miracle peptides. So whether you want to be on the drugs or not, you may just want to naturally do it. So all the things that can naturally increase your own hormones of the GLP-1 and GIP, that's always been part of my programs. This show is going to spotlight also how sugar and a processed diet is going to just disrupt GLP-1s and will hormonally push you to overeat. And of course, all the other metabolic disorders that affect 88% of the U.S. population. So first, a little background. So you kind of understand these peptides, these hormones. You know, incretin hormones are these marvelous little gut peptides, bits of protein chains that spring into action when we ingest food, nutrients. It's going to stimulate insulin secretion in response to rising blood sugar. So GLP-1 is secreted from the lower gut, and GIP is from the upper gut. So they really play starring roles in the whole orchestra of hormones. When I do weight loss counseling, I always tell my clients about the balance of glucagon and insulin. Insulin brings down blood sugar, and then glucagon is going to bring it back to prevent a drop in blood sugar so you don't feel weak. High insulin is going to make you feel hungry and put you in fat storage. Diabetics know. Then when they have to go on insulin, weight gain is the side effect, even if the food intake stays the same. On the other hand, by boosting glucagon, it's going to put you in fat burning and keep you from being hungry. We love glucagon. So whether you consider going on the drug or do it naturally, it really is a commitment to long-term transformation. We're talking diet and exercise and lifestyle that we're going to go into. But if you go back to the bad habits, the weight's going to come back, even worse. So it has to be a commitment to change. You know, you really have to iron in the changes. So it needs to be a holistic shift towards health. And I really kind of like this. But I guess it makes sense to the pharmaceutical companies, because when they're asked, what should you eat? What shouldn't you eat? The official answer is, yeah, you should avoid regular consumption of foods high in fat, sugar, and calories, and you must exercise. Well, I guess, yeah, that makes sense to them. But these changes would eliminate the need for the medication altogether anyway. So glucagon peptides, whether naturally occurring or with medication, aids weight loss in so many ways. First way, promotes satiety. So it keeps you from being hungry, and it keeps you satisfied a long time after a meal. You're just not hungry. Second thing, it slows down the emptying of the stomach, you know, because when those little hormones are secreted, it's going to control appetite. So that's going to promote weight loss. That's a useful tool when you're trying to lose weight. And after all, 3/4 of Americans are either overweight or obese. So weight loss has always been a hungry market, so to speak. Number three, it reduces food intake. Yeah, just keeps you from wanting to eat. So glucagon is a friend to weight loss because it almost effortlessly helps you stop eating and lose weight. But I personally am wary of artificial means. No doubt it can work. Heck, I have some friends that told me that they absolutely had no desire to eat, and they really didn't want to eat protein. And as I'm going to go into later, that's a real downside. Glucagon, you know, it just works. My old weight loss clients can always comment how they just weren't hungry. And, you know, some of them I had to encourage to eat a little bit because it's really a balance of glucagon and insulin. So whereas, you know, you may think it's a magic pill, there's some potential side effects with the medications. So I wholeheartedly say if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. So let's look at the first downside. And I'm going to have to say it's probably the biggest one, because it does cause a huge decrease in muscle mass if you're not careful. It's probably the most dangerous one because latest research shows that muscle mass is the biggest predictor of longevity. Very important if you want to live a long, healthy life. Rapid weight loss, when you're going to have that muscle mass, it also lessens bone density, lowers your metabolic rate, and when you lose the muscle mass, you're also losing the strength and the function, which is associated to getting really old. So we don't want that. You've got to prevent the muscle wasting because, you know, remember, the body is shifting to fat burning when glucagon is high. And when you take this drug once a week, it's staying high the whole week, which is far different than how the body naturally produces it. You know, naturally, production goes like this. It just goes for a short period of time between meals. When it stays high all week, the body is breaking down everything, starting with fat, but then it goes to muscle. And we're finding it's a tremendous amount of muscle, and that's a big problem because muscle is your metabolic engine. It is the metabolism keeps it humming along. And these GLP-1s, you know, sometimes it's a 50-50 fat and muscle. So muscle being the metabolic engine, if you lose that, you're going to lose your metabolism. So that's the biggest concern for a lot of us that's involved in health and longevity, because we know how important that muscle mass is. You know, and then, you know, you go off the med, and what you regain is going to be mostly fat. You've lost all this muscle, and it's really hard to build muscle. You got to work at it. So, you know, you're going to be worse off than when you started, metabolically sicker. insulin resistance, type 2 diabetes, coronary disease, fatty liver, blood pressure. Okay, second drawback of the drug is the significant cost. You know, they're really expensive. It can cost up to $15,000 a year. And maybe insurance will pay, but in the long run, our premiums are going to go up. Third downside, it's an injectable refrigerated medication. Fourth downside, you know, potential increased risk for intestinal obstruction. You're slowing everything down. And then you've got the common ones that can be up to 25% of the people. Nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, stomach ache, headache, fatigue, dizziness, gas buildup, belching, low blood sugar, gastroenteritis, GERD, gastroesophageal reflux, heartburn, because the stomach is emptying so slowly. You know, and then they talk about no one with a history of gallbladder or thyroid cancer. So, yeah, there's some downsides there because you are artificially keeping this high for a week and you're changing a lot of the natural process of the body. Okay, so, you know, I think the biggest downside is that when you go off the drug, you've got to really be careful because that weight wants to come back faster than ever. The body wants to rebound to prevent against starvation. So an almost ravenous appetite can emerge. And I've heard people say this. And then there's the cosmetic, you know, there's the phenomena caused Ozempic rear end or Mounjaro face because your body loses that sub-Q fat. And that's your rear end, that's your face. So that's both sets of your cheeks. So, yo, not good. So you spent a lot of money to lose 35, 45, 55 pounds. Half of it can be muscle. And you stop the drug and it comes back. Mostly fat. And then, you know, you've got lower testosterone because you've lost the muscle. You've got increased frailty because you lost the muscle. Not to mention, muscle is related to your brain and memory. Okay, I'm biased. I admit it. Okay, so how can we do this naturally? Okay, you know, you want to lose the weight, and I want to optimize your journey. So we've got a weight loss program coming up here to help everybody, but you might want to jot these things down. Intermittent fasting, number one. You can go back and to listen to all my shows. I'm a huge proponent of intermittent fasting. So many benefits. Okay, that just metabolically makes you so much healthier. Number two, good old exercise. Biggest predictor of longevity. And when you increase your muscle and strength, you're increasing your metabolism. And you can lose 1% of your muscle every year after age 30. Number three, you got to have protein. And I'm talking 30 grams of protein with every meal. A lot of research coming out on this, and it's huge. We really need to focus on protein. And now some boosts, natural things. You know, adding compounds to naturally stimulate this is like the humble but powerful psyllium husks. I love that. It's a fiber that naturally boosts your own secretions. Number five, coffee. With its chlorogenic acid, which I've done whole shows on, it emerges as a natural enhancer of GLP-1. And then we have some supplements that are coming on strong. There's this one that I just got from the IHS. It's called Calo Curb, natural extract of hops for appetite control. We've used it for intermittent fasting, but it naturally regulates appetite, cravings, and caloric intake. Then number seven, in a current study, it's been found that berberine, green or black tea, curcumin, cinnamon, resveratrol, all can influence GLP-1 release. Yay! All these things that help everything else also helps with the GLP-1 release. Good gut health, of course, is important. You know, you've got to eat organic foods because you've got a lot of those pesticides and herbicides that kill the healthy bacteria. Not good. You know, so many people are ending up with C. diff and E. coli and all sorts of gut infections that should not be. So taking some good probiotics, eating lots of vegetables, really important. And then I think monitoring is so important. You got to get a good scale that will monitor not only body fat, but skeletal muscle. I had a client one time, lost a lot of weight, and she was building muscle. And the, some of these scales will even give your biological age. I think she was 20 years younger than her biological age just because of her muscle mass. And of course, I love a continuous glucose monitor. You know, doing that for several weeks, I think, is a great way to learn how to personally manage your response to food. And of course, sleep. You know, success, any weight loss, any health journey hinges on a multifaceted approach. There is no magic bullet. Diet, exercise, stress management, mindset, toxin elimination, sleep, all are essential. Basics of why I wrote my book, Get Out of Hormone Hell. You know, we can control 90% of our destiny, so let's do this. Nothing more important than taking care of your body. Wherever you start, start there. Just keep building. Remove the obstacles and replace with good, strong, healthy habits. I believe health is the best hobby you can have, and in today's culture, you may need a little support and structure. So if you need help, don't hesitate. I'm putting together a program. It is my greatest pleasure to help people make these changes that transform their life. So thanks for listening to another edition of Today's Nutrition. I hope it helped you or someone you love. As always, if you want to listen again, you can go to my website, debford.com, YouTube, or any place you listen to podcasts. Have a great day, and here's to you making it a wonderful day.